On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Afro Beer Chick joins Nick and I to talk about events that are happening, that are going digital, that are getting canceled, ones we're missing. And we drink some around the bend. All that and more on this week's episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
I got special guests joining us, Afro Beer Chick.
What's hey, up? What's going on?
What are you doing here?
I mean, it was last minute.
Yeah, we're still deep in this pandemic, but you guys are living together, so there's really not, we're not adding people to our bubble here.
Yeah, I feel good about the bubble being small because you read every week about some party that had 15 people, surprise birthday party, and, you know, 14 of them got fucking Rona, so I feel good about that.
Yeah. I'm seeing, my cousin over the weekend, and so that will be a new person in about outside, so, you know, keep it small. So, I don't know. I don't know what she's been up to.
You know, and it's, you know, I think it's okay to ask. I was doing, I think the pandemic has made it comfortable. Like, I think we need to be okay reframing what's a responsible question to ask. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to just say, hey, you're my cousin. I love you. Well, where the fuck you been? Who you been hanging out with? Like, right. I feel like that's an acceptable thing, you know?
Yeah, you gotta trust people, but you know what? We got beer to drink. We got beer to talk about. Last week, we drank all those Black is Beautiful beers. Did we give those justice at all? Nick has strong opinions on.
I talked about the label and how the label says people of color, right? But then what prompted the Black is Beautiful thing was a very Black American thing that happened.
Right.
So people of color is like a broader scope. I talked about that.
You know what? To be honest with you, I'll say I kind of dislike the term people of color because it also includes people who are racist towards Black people. So it's like,
Okay.
That's a fair. And I think that's what I was, maybe that's what I was getting about in a roundabout way. What I was getting at in particular was like, there are people who are darker than white folks, right? They're darker than them, but they have like heavy accents and they don't identify with necessarily a Black American experience.
Right.
And it includes them. I mean, you could be Asian and be a fucking people of color.
True.
Because it's a very, it's too fucking broad, you know. That was my issue with that term. It's too broad, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get your thoughts a little bit on it.
You mean as far as the beer itself?
Maybe Nick's opinions, because I only can have Nick's opinions and then my opinions, and I told him that it's on there just to get white people behind it. Like, white people often like to be like, but what about all those other people? Like, that's kind of a...
I
understood what Brad was saying. I'm like, I get from Brad's perspective, I understand exactly what he's saying.
I mean, you know, Nick is more tame opinion than us. Because we all know here, I'm more militant with my responses.
Okay,
yeah. You know, had this been this chick talks beer, then I would have went on in. But I'm going to, you know, just kind of keep it cute and mute.
Okay, cute and mute. Right, she's rhyming right over here.
I'm dropping bars.
This is the version we get, the rhyming.
Well, yo, you want me to go? No, but for real, when you use the term people of color, it's including people that do not necessarily, you know, rock with Black people.
Right.
So my thing is, if you're going to use the term Black is Beautiful, then you make it specifically for Black people, you know. And it's the thing, we're used as a gimmick so much. I don't think that, you know, our color should have been used as a gimmick just to, you know, push this beer. I mean, it was a beautiful concept. I'm so happy to see Marcus do his thing, and it took off as much as he's did.
Weathered souls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I think he just donated like $20,000, you know, towards, you know, prison reform. So it's like, I am so happy that, you know, that he's on this thing. But, you know, it has, everything has its ups and downs.
Yeah, I mean, I like the conversation shifting. And then just like COVID conversation is shifting. But, like, yeah, like I have a Mexican, half-Mexican daughter, uh-huh. right? And, you know, there's white Mexicans and black Mexicans, right? Oh, but, like, there are for sure Mexicans that don't like black people. But sure. Mexicans might be considered people of color, right? Like
they would be, right?
That's really
non-white people.
So right. So we were speaking, I think I was speaking toward to that in particular, so. But yeah, the fact that the combo's shifting, the fact that there's a beer that uses these phrases that talks about issues with minorities, that part is good. We got a long way to go. I think that's the consensus here.
Totally, yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you had a favorite of those beers or the releases at all?
I've only had a couple. I had Revolutions and then Finback.
Finback
is in New York. Okay. So I'm doing a panel tomorrow with Elm Fresh Fest, and we were sending everybody beers, and Aristotle Green from Finback, he sent extra beers, and he included their version of Black is Beautiful, and it was pretty good.
Finback? Like fish?
Yeah. You've seen the
Oh, yeah, that's right. The sticker. Yeah. There's a sticker. It's like a shark fin or something.
Yeah.
Nice. And then Fresh Fest was usually, it took place in Pennsylvania last year, right?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, and this year is virtual. So, yeah.
But it was later in the year, right?
Digifest. No, yeah. it was last year. Was August 10th.
Oh, so. I have no concept of time.
It was the same weekend as Great Taste.
Oh,
Fresh
okay.
Fest was. Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying that this would have been the weekend for Great Taste.
Yeah, I know nothing about Pittsburgh except for all the teams wear the colors black and yellow. The hockey team, the football team.
Because the Wiz song.
And the Wiz Khalifa song, yeah. And then the 79 Pittsburgh Pirates, they adopted We Are Family, the Sister Sled song, as their theme song. Outside of that, I knew nothing about Pittsburgh until this Fresh Fest thing.
And they got that fry sandwich.
The Rothless burger, yeah, from
Pimento's brother or Pimento, yeah,
yeah,
Pimento, yeah. We went in there, I guess what they call their South Strip. We, you know, a collective of us, you know, black people, we walked in there and we walked right back out.
There was some weirdo shit, yeah,
it was not very welcoming to us, so we turned around, back out,
yeah,
yeah. The one I remember going to when I was there, it just sort of like dive bar kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
It sits on hills too, right? Like it's a very hilly town. I hear it's like very scenic. Right?
It's a very beautiful city. Like, I mean, no matter which, you think that, you know, Lakeshore Drive gives you this beautiful view of Chicago. So you imagine no matter what part of on the expressway you're in, you're going to see these mountainous views. You know, it doesn't, you're going to see shacks. You're going to see mansions. I mean, you're going to just see it all. It's a very beautiful city.
Yeah, I was only there one time. Yeah, dug it. And I was like, well, I'd like to make it back some point.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's Southern Tier Breweries. I mean, it's like right now, it's like a half a block from where the Steelers play.
They are part of the Goose Island lineage, the national Goose Island lineage, the Southern Tier Brewers.
Oh, okay.
They started at Goose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Cool. So then, Great Taste.
Yeah, man. The second oldest festival in the country behind Great American Beer Fest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which also had to go virtual.
Fuck.
Which, has there been any details on how that shit show is going to run?
I've written off the DigiFest. You've given me hope because you said Friday Night Flights DigiFest was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. The way they got you beer. And then Shalonda's doing the panels for the Fresh Fest this weekend. So, I mean, but overall, I'm just turning my nose up at the DigiFest vibe until I get more feedback.
Especially Big Fest. But Great Taste of Midwest did nothing, right?
I mean, maybe. That's probably true. Yeah. I think there was something, but not enough to just, like, repeat it.
That's got to hurt that. That's got to hurt Madison a little bit for the amount of people that come up there, the amount of events, like...
They always did a good job of. Well, there were a ton of breweries up there that are Wisconsin specific, right? Like they don't leave Wisconsin. You got to go up there to get their beer. That's one part. So it becomes this pilgrimage, right? When you go to Wisconsin, you stop at all these spots because you can't get it. There's no distro to Illinois, and then of course there's this huge party on this lake, you know, and to kind of cap the summer. It's peak summer. Yeah. So it's emotional.
Could, and even if you could go, you'd be quarantined when you come back. You're like...
Now you guys spend 14 days at the house because you went to fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah,
they got to figure out what beers you're going to get. I know what Fresh Fest, what they're doing is like you can pick your beer package as okay. far as what beers you're going to get. And Tavor, they're delivering it.
Oh, cool.
I bothered not to even get that package. I'm just going to drink the beers that was sent to me for this panel.
Well, that's a dope option, though. I think Tavor, they do online tastings with, like whiskeys. You know, Tavor's, like, heavy into, mm-hmm. like, the they're really focused on, like, bringing this digital experience and having it make sense for folks. For booze. Huh? That's cool.
The Oak Park microbrew one is next weekend, and you can pick up your box or whatever it is. I had thought about doing it. I hadn't done it yet. I don't, at this point, I probably won't.
Where you got to go get this box?
I forget. It might be out in Oak Park, but I bet Haymarket might be one of the options.
If there's a satellite option to pick up the box, I think I'm in. I think that'd be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when was the last time you were at Great Taste?
Shit. I actually went... I think I went last year. I saw Jonathan Cutler there, and I took a picture.
Did you see though, Jonathan Cutler, his dad?
Oh, fucking Dick Cutler.
Dick Cutler.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Dick Cutler. You know, quick story about Dick Cutler. Fantastic mustache on a Dick Cutler. First of all,
fantastic dude.
Fan, really super cool dude. But I, you know, so my day job is based in Lake Forest. So in Mundelein, Illinois, there's a bar. It's actually one of the best bars in the state. It just happens to be in Mundelein, right?
Okay.
So I'm hanging out at this bar, and there's this dude. He's super cool. I'm chatting up with him, and, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, my son brews at Peace. And I'm like, there's no way at this random bar 40 miles north of the city that your son brews at Peace Brewery. He's like, I'm not kidding you. My son brews at Peace. His name's Jonathan Cutler. So this is before everything. This had to be like 2010. I'm sitting at a bar next to Dick Cutler, and I'm talking to him like the whole night.
Yeah.
Just like, it's just a very engaging dude. Yeah. And then over the years when I found out like who he was
like everywhere. Yeah. Like, not to say Jonathan doesn't go to places, but his dad went to everything. Like, he would just show up at places. He'd be like, why are you here?
Yeah. We had Jonathan Cutler on the show, and he talked about, he's like, yeah, that's my dad. It was Private Eye. Private Eye Dick Cutler. That's my dad. He's like, that was a real story. Yeah. So, that was cool, man. Yeah. But, yeah, rest in peace to Dick Cutler, man.
So, yeah. A Great Taste. That was last year you went. So, that was good that you got to see, I don't know, the end of it. Hopefully it comes back. But the last one before.
I don't know, but we live here now. I think all of us are thinking this is life now, right?
I hope not.
I have hope for end of next year, like stuff starting, event things.
I'll tell you something. The movie Mad Max is based in the year 2021, okay? So after this, it's going to get fucking worse, but this is it.
They were completely off, though. So.
It's going to be pre and post-COVID, all right? This is post-COVID, so we're done with what life used to be. We're done.
Okay.
It burns, you know?
All right.
It fucking sucks.
Well, Brad, you and I can hold out hope.
I understand we will deal with this for probably about 3 to 5 years, but I have hope that some sort of events will happen again. They may not be pouring beer. It might be everything is packaged when you go to them. And
bring it on. Bring on the beer experience. It's like me and you, if we're drinking all the same beer at the house at the same time, we're all talking about it. That's, you know, I'll take that.
That's fine.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, if they do bring it back, I feel that it's going to be extremely limited as far as ticket sales, you know, just so they can keep, because there's no way they can repeat the shit show of FOBAB where you have all those people in. So ticket sales are definitely going to be more hindered, you know.
But I don't think that moves.
This shit is making me sad. I'm ready to do shots and eat the rest of these cheddar cheese Pringles on the fucking show. That's how sad I am.
But I don't think it moves the price up because all these places still need to. Like the UIC Pavilion, it's empty without anything, so they're not going to charge you $500 to go to FOBAB.
No.
So I think it stays at the same price point, but it's way harder to get to.
I tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're going to see some price increases because you know, like things like that, they have to recoup. Like they're, you know, they still have bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're going to pass that along to the, you know, to these fast who, of course, are going to stick it to us. So I don't see, you know, shooting way up there, but it's going to be a jack. And then here's the thing. They're going to do it because they know people are so desperate to get out of the house okay. that they're willing to pay to go.
What did what did we see where it was like, it's not beer related, but it was like, it was it a boat and you could watch a movie from a boat or some shit?
Yeah,
what was that exactly?
I don't remember, but I remember when I sent you the link and yeah, we were talking about that. We should do that.
Rent a boat and watch a movie from a boat. Everybody could watch. It was like a drive-in on the water.
On the water. Like what? Big projector,
That's kind of sidetracked. But what I'm saying is, like, everybody needs to boss up and make a decision about the venue where the party was going to be, and create an experience that gives a fraction of those people something that party would have given them. Whether it's fucking FOBAB, and you know, 30 people could show up at, you know, at $500 a pop or whatever, or if it's Sox Park and you want to hang out, like. There's fucking 50,000 seats at this stadium, yeah. right? So if you got 200 people there, like, there needs to be, like, that luxury level of – it needs to be an option there.
We have all these spaces that are equipped for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We can have less people there and still feel very safe.
Take a page out of the Three Floyds book where they charged, what was it, $250 for a random mix of old Dark Lord variants. Not even the 20.
That was in like 30 seconds.
It was done in 20. It was done in 30 seconds, right? But they charged a ridiculous price. They didn't tell you what you were getting, but the option was there, right? Like, all these parties need to take a page out of that book and at least give you an option to experience it on some level, because every little bit helps.
Well, you know, the ticket or the stamps for your beer sample, that sort of like was all like show. I wonder if that comes back as like a legit thing, as maybe it's cans or maybe it's like little samples, but you can only get 10 and that's it and you're out. Like, I wonder if there's more rules on like limiting drinking for time and making sure people aren't trash, because when you're trash you make stupid decisions and then people get sick, right? That's why bars are closed. People are dumb as they drink more.
That's true. That is so very true.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the death of the festival is still something that's pretty raw for me. Like, yeah.
I mean, we're not even trying to sit on patios right now, so I can't see going to a fest anytime soon.
I had actually forgotten all about it until I saw the Tribune article about FOBAB, and then I realized this week was fucking Great Taste Week, and I'm just like, now it all sucks all over.
Right.
Like, I was fully adjusted, and now
right,
it's
there's FOBAB. Yeah, on the Great Taste thing, one more thing. Like, I've only gone once, and I did the Chicago Beer Society bus up there and back home, which was amazing because you don't have to worry about it, but you don't experience any of the other parties. And it was a good time. I had a blast. There's too many beers to even, like, think about and remember, and that was when breweries could still do, like, giant things. Like, Goose Island had, like, some sort of game thing happening.
Oh,
Revolution
had
a skate park set up.
Oh, yeah.
The end caps.
Yeah. And so they stopped that because that was, like, almost a pay-to-play kind of. They're not as lavish as they were.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's still a theme, but it's not as over the top.
Yeah.
I think the Bells Boys, they had, like, a full-on. It was like a hospital, and they were all doctors, right? It was like just a very, or like one year the Goose Guys had the Blues Brothers theme, so they're all wearing like the, you know, the tuxedo T-shirt. Oh, but then they have like in that scene in the Blues Brothers where they're playing in like a barn, and there's like chicken wire.
Okay,
they had like a full concert.
Goose would go, using that AB money,
yeah,
go all out. So,
but I think whatever the shortest list of festivals is, Great Taste and FOBAB are both on it, you know, so that sucks.
Yeah, then the FOBAB news was it is currently canceled. I didn't see there was anything. They said they were trying to figure out the event will still, or the judging will still happen, but the actual drinking at the USC Pavilion or wherever it might have been this year.
I mean, I come not for the judging. I come, you know, to try the beer.
I'm a big fan of the Saturday morning, you know, award ceremony. Big fan of that. Last year was the FOBAB, you know, what was it? It was the FOBAB fantasy tournament.
Oh, yeah. I had fun doing
that. Oh, yeah. That was the first time you did that.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think I was the...
You could still do that. There's still judging.
Yeah. That's true. So. You were the cherry red lipstick delegation.
Yes, I was.
And I think I was the... I forget the name of my crew. Yeah.
It was this year I had to pick better, though.
I was the blowfish. I was the I was the blowfish.
Yeah. He looks like Hootie, doesn't he look like Hootie?
That's not. But that was a running joke with Chicago Beers for a long time. It's like it's not really, you know. I'm like, we're a band. I was like, fuck, if we're a band and I'm Hootie, yeah, you're Hootie, because you can't name none of the blowfish, you know.
Yeah. It becomes harder, I guess, to pick the winners as we have no events, and so not that we're drinking less, but we're drinking less of a variety, so you're not trying random things and being like, oh, what's this brewery doing, what's that brewery doing.
You'll see if they do a digi FOBAB, you might see less out of town participation, and that was a huge part of it in the last, I say, last 3-4 years. Ton of out of town breweries,
because like besides the Black is Beautiful, I don't know what Floyd's is doing. We didn't go to Dark Lord Day. I don't know what the cool stuff is, kind of where they're at in there.
I don't know. I think people, like, I noticed that people are, that beer mail is hitting real hard now. You know, like, I've been getting some really good stuff from some, you know, totally different places, more now than pre-COVID. So it's like, they're getting
from the breweries?
From the breweries and from people who live in that area.
Okay.
So it's like, and it's, I mean, I'm not just me. Like, I've sent beer out to people just to, you know, just to kind of give them a taste of Chicago. We kind of exchange. So it's you just got to kind of get creative with it.
Shipping beer's kind of taking the place of going to stuff.
Yeah. And shipping isn't really all that much. You know,
it's not that much, but it's not legal either. So it is fun to do.
Shipping media.
I didn't realize that.
Can't you as an individual can't ship beer? So, but it is great to do, and it's great to get.
They know people are doing it now.
I knew none of this.
So the post office is like, we'll take your money. Just
keyword, say it's media. It makes it cheaper.
Just make sure it doesn't leak. Come on. That's it.
So if they digifobad would be less out of town brewers, but then also I wonder how you know, some of these crews, they weren't bringing their A game to FOBAB. So like, let's just take a group microphone, they would have a mini FOBAB or something at their place. More, they would tap all the hennas at their place FOBAB week. Like some folks would, they would send stuff, but then they would take FOBAB week to kind of have a party of their own.
Okay.
So I wonder I wonder how that translates into a FOBAB DigiFest if that's going to happen, you know.
I think it's still worse for them, but there's less excitement or people coming in from out of town, so maybe less of that, but I'm sure they still got to release those beers.
If you're judging those beers, that means those beers are made. Yeah. And I just don't want it to be a mess where it's like you have to choose between going directly to the brewery and get your beer, or going the FOBAB route and getting like a pack of beers. I hope they coordinate so that I don't have to make a decision.
Yes, how are they going to? FOBAB beers are like in sixths and kegs. They're not packaged. They're often,
you're gonna have to do
small runs.
I was somewhere and I saw like a, I don't know if it was a sangria. It was just a stand. Whatever the equivalent of a sangria stand or an ice cream stand is, there needs to be that, right? And you're like, hey, come like, one day only, come get your FOBAB beers. We got a mixed pack. It's fucking crowlers. You'll get three of them, and fuck you, you'll get three of them, and that we're in the judging.
Whatever's next in the crawler list.
Needs to be something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they could send out, what's the little cans that Saint Laurent sends out?
Oh, the little buddy. The little buddy cans.
Yeah, you know, and that way you can send more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get everybody, you get a sample. You can actually send more. You know what I mean? You know, make the package more of a variety. So there's ways around it. If y'all got, you know, want more ideas, hit me up.
I'll tell you, man, that's a fair judgment because the Crowler was designed by the Oscar Blues guys, right? Yeah. And they designed it in the 32-ounce format. They sold this equipment. It's like $3,000. They sold it to all these breweries, and breweries make Crowlers. Now, if that same company makes a Crowler.
Mini Crowlers?
A little buddy Crowler. Mm-hmm. We're in business for this FOBAB shit. Because then I can get 20, I can get a whole case.
Yeah.
I can get a whole case of these.
I would rather have a little can of a 13% beer than a Crowler.
And then the price you will pay for the ticket, it goes towards the price of the case of the whatever your samples are.
Right. And then it's going to be more because those little beers are more expensive. There's an aluminum shortage that's going to happen here.
That's good. If they ask, we got a plan for them if they ask.
We can make this happen.
Oscar Blues, you need mini Crowler can.
No, we need little buddies. We need these little buddy Crowlers so we can sample. So we can get hammered at FOBAB like we always do.
But, in the living room.
pocket Crowlers. That's what we need, pocket Crowlers.
Yeah, so that's a good, pocket Crowlers is a good descriptor for these little buddy cans we're talking about.
And then we all can zoom in as if we were still all here, like, hey, what's going on?
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and it'll be all right, you know? And we going to be all right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, FOBAB. FOBAB is like the one fest I feel like I've gone to the most over the I have never not gone to FOBAB.
FOBAB, Dark Lord Day, Bug are short, come to mind when you talk about parties you kind of don't want to miss.
FOBAB stings a little bit. I was like, ugh.
Because it's the last big party in Chicago.
Right.
That's the one that's bringing it. You know that. After FOBAB is pretty much at a dead end because A, the holidays are here, and then B, the cold weather is getting ready to hit. So it's like the last good party to get drunk at, see your friends until what, February?
And the connection.
I forget what the first fest is. We've talked about it before.
The first fest. What are you talking about?
Like the first kickoff.
Yeah.
Oh, that starts the festival season.
Yeah. I'm like. Right? Blinky.
It's probably, if it's not Beer Under Glass, then it's got to be, well, it was Dark Lord Day the last Saturday in April.
Right, but they pushed it back.
Yeah, they pushed it back to, like, Mother's Day weekend. But if it's not Dark Lord Day, it'd be something in, that's April, so it'd be something in March.
Yeah. Right?
What's really kicking off in March, though?
I don't know.
That's when you get to the smaller, like, the breweries doing their, like, their individual parties, but is it really as big as, like, you know, FOBAB and, you know.
Festival season's probably Bug and Dark Lord Day, right? Like, if we just had to just...
That's our kickoff for summer.
Like, a firm summer fest season.
So, we are not counting, like, the... what's those events? Like, the Neighborville Fest.
All the Blue Dog events?
The Blue Dog events. Beer Hot Tackler.
That's September, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his events before then.
Oh, yeah. But, like, whatever party he's throwing in March in some suburb...
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I just needed clarification.
That's just his thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know what he's... Yeah. I don't know what
He's a retired banker, though. So, you know, those were just like...
Fun times?
Yeah. Those were just good. But if he had... But you know, kind of how the Oak Park thing... not Oak Park, but the Friday Night Flights. Mm-hmm. If Lou Dog had a DigiFest six-pack that you could buy, I'd be in for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally be in for that.
Yeah.
Mix 12-pack?
I think the mix thing is great. We saw, Off Color did 12 beer mix pack this past week that you could buy. So 12 different beers.
Yeah.
They did it off of someone else. Oh, who else did it this week? I saw Half Acre has one you can buy, a mixed.
Oh, wow.
Six pack and you get a little tote. So I think people are realizing I want beers, but I don't want four beers or I don't want six beers. I want to come get some. I want to try a lot of things because you go to bars and you're like, oh, give me a pour of that. Give me a pour of that. And then I go home with a four pack or a six pack.
Yeah.
So if you can have this mix pack thing and you get rid of some of these beers that you're like, oh, no one's buying, I don't know. Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, make it nondescript and make it random.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Oh, it was like that Revolution, that case thing. I think.
Oh,
that.
Like recently they did the.
The $20 case where you get like I think it's Ghost Ride and Because when Josh Rowley came up,
it was Ghost Ride and Bottom Up With.
Right. So I think the mix thing is a thing for people to be try different things and get rid of stuff. Like, we got to get this out the door.
So is that why he just bought me basically like two cases of Ghost Ride?
No, which, you know, we had on the way on the way in. You know, Ghost Ride's not bad.
Yeah, it's
Ghost Ride's pretty good. Yeah. I like Ghost Ride.
Yeah, he literally bought said, hey, here's more dog walking beers for you and it.
It's an activity, good activity beer.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the other end, they sold random boxes of Deepwood stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
They took the Deepwoods, shook it all up, said, here you go. It's a mix. We don't. We can't tell you. It's one of these seven. Here you go, party.
What you get.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So. I'm with that. People, I mean, I think people would jump on that.
Yeah, and so. I think it's a way just to get excited and get beer out the door. Like,
yeah.
People are like, oh, new? Yeah. Oh, it is the same thing. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I trust that people at door parties will figure this all out, but we do need more options to buy a party pack. We need party pack options.
Party packs.
You done canceled the party. All right, fuck it. We get it. But give us the party pack option so we can get busy at home. We need that. You know?
Yeah, so we're not stuck with beers that... we end up not liking, and they're just sitting there just to be sitting there.
That's tough, yeah. I think we – should we touch on this gummies?
That was my segue.
That was your segue? I thought it might have been.
Okay.
I thought,
okay.
I thought you might have been teeing right it
here.
Up.
I'm right here with you, man.
I was shooting it to you guys.
Yeah, man.
So
shout out to Noon Whistle. I think their version of The Black is Beautiful had a berry note. It had berry and coffee.
Which we were confused.
Yeah.
But once we – figured it out, we were okay, but still.
Brad led us down the right path. He's like, hey, this doesn't taste infected like berries, but this does taste like berries. And we were concerned because it's a fucking tall boy with no descriptors. It just says Imperial Stout.
Right.
And we're like, Imperial Stouts don't taste like berries. What the fuck is this?
Right.
You know, so.
So then if you saw the video we had, I had a 4-pack of the Kumski or Gumski?
Kumski.
No, I did not have
that's
that.
A, look, that's a new beer name, the Kumski.
No more kinetic repulse for you, bro.
The Kumski and the...
I blame Dan from around the bend for this.
Oh. Gummy Bear?
No, it was Gaminski.
Gaminski.
Oh. Gaminski and... Oh, and Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear.
Yes.
These part of the gummy series.
Yeah.
Which I've had great ones.
I tell you, man. Like, two things about the fucking Noon Whistle gummy thing. A... the tall boys, the entire fucking top rips off.
But not on these?
No, not on these. But the other ones.
The other ones?
The other ones, the whole top ripped off. So I'm like, kudos to you, because if I'm a commuter and I got to go to South or West Burbs and I got a 16-ounce can, if you rip the whole top off, you just change my whole experience. I can drink this out of the fucking can, and I can have an aromatic experience that I wouldn't if it was a normal-ass can.
Okay.
Right? So cheers to them for that. Oh, but then also the gummies were good.
Right.
The gummy series was always fucking good. That was, at the end of the day, it was good.
Yeah. But these two let me down. The Sox or the Cubs one was like really spicy to me at the end. That when I got down to maybe the last 2 inches, I was like, I don't like this anymore. I was like,
you were like, let's make a margarita.
I'm good. Like, if you had a 12-ounce can, I'm bored.
Yeah.
16, no, I couldn't do it.
It was tough. I don't want to say that. I'm not a brewer, so I don't want to say they mailed it in. I'm just saying I've had better gummies than these.
Okay. To be nice about it.
The ball was dropped a little bit with this one. So it was so funny because when I put out there, this is before I had tasted it. I said, we're having our own Crosstown classic, you know? And someone asked, like, hey, which one do you prefer? And I was like, I prefer the east side.
They were like, north side or south side?
They were like, north side or south side. I'm going with the east side because this one is not my jam. Neither one was my jam.
Yeah.
One was a little bit more mustier than the other. The other one was, like you said, a little spicy. But then it's like... it was spicy and then went flat. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not rocking with these.
I'll take that Goose Golden Ale over.
Oh, the Sox one. Yeah,
the Sox one.
I'll take that one because it's safe.
Yeah,
it's safe and it's solid. You can drink the whole 16.
And another one.
Yeah,
be good.
Yeah,
I would take the Solo at this point.
I think Solo. It was the Cubby one was like it took dank whatever the degree is below dank.
Yeah.
Like on the, you know, like intensity level,
yeah.
There's dank and then whatever's after dank, it took it to that degree. And it was like almost to the point where it was You know, it was something to be desired. It left something to be desired on those.
I get they have 100 different gummies. Like, you got to have a different version of that. Like, Dan has, this is totally new. It's not part of the juice series. And so they're changing the hops. It's a little, just a little different.
Part of it is that. Part of it is that. Small batch run, right, with different hops. Small batch run with different hops to see what works. I think part of it is that. And this was probably just...
Noon Whistle, those didn't work.
Yeah, so now we know.
Awesome idea. Like, the cans looked great. Love the concept.
It would have been dope if they, you know, had hit, if they were on point. But kudos to you. You got a lot further than both of me and I did. Because it just...
Well, I got, like, what, 6 more cans to
we
drink?
We took a few sips and it was like, you want some bourbon?
Yeah, my Gaminsky one, the cans I have left, they're gonna look good next to all my other Sox memorabilia, right? We'll just convert it to memorabilia and just keep on trucking.
All right.
So, yeah.
So anything else happening?
That was fun. I'm glad we touched that because they look good. You know,
they look
fucking good.
I was
good,
so excited, you know? For these. Like, I went out there to get the Black is Beautiful and the, like, it was just like a perfect, like, oh man, this is a great release day.
We can't win them all.
Yeah. So we talked about the gummies. We talked about Phobab. We talked about DigiFest in general. We talked about Great Taste. We talked about Fresh Fest, which Afro Beer Chick is going to be on next the next 2 days.
Nice.
Right? Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Saturday. So,
and then
Oh, and then one more thing on the Noon Whistle. They have their space opening in Naperville.
Oh, right on.
Cool.
I don't know where in Naperville. It's huge. So that'll be good for that. Like, I think they're killing it out there in Lombard. So.
And when you're out that way, as evidenced by the Naperville Summer and Winter Fest, like, you never have to leave. If you're in Naperville, everything you need is in Naperville. Like, you never have to leave Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a lot going on out there. So.
Cool. All right. Well, woo. My glass is empty. Your glasses are empty. So let's get out of here.
Yeah. Nick, you were amazing being a certified beer babe. You're so sexy with it.
I'm a certified. If I don't know nothing else, just know that I'm a certified beer babe all day, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Shalonda, where can people find you? Get in touch.
All the social media is Afro Beer Chick.
How about you, Nick?
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And you two have your the knee pour.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, the neat
found pour. Like a really nice bottle recently, right?
Which one? Because we've been buying bottles. On
I saw bottles. Maybe it was one you tweeted out that you're like, I never thought I'd see this.
Oh, that was the Weller full port.
Okay. Full port.
I mean, yeah, because if you secondary market it, what the retail is, what, $60, but secondary it will hit you like $300 to $600. So I was really shocked that Benny's did a drop, and I was actually able to catch a bottle for at retail. So I'm excited about that. That's like winning the lottery right now.
Yeah, it's a parallel universe for sure. Like, it kind of companions our beer journey, this bourbon journey. So it's a chance to kind of capture all the bourbon, you know, the bourbon adventures the way we capture some of the beer adventures. It's fun. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's so, another way to justify our drinking.
Right, yeah.
That's the skinny of it right there.
So, yeah, check out that show. And then Beer Ad, you can follow me, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Twitter.
You know, Brad, we never talked about this fucking beer we're drinking the whole show.
No, we did. We said it had Galaxy, Bravo, and Citra. We're like, yeah, that's
where
cool.
Where were you at?
Oh, sorry.
Unofficial.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. Yeah,
District Brew Yards, unofficial new sponsor of Chicago Beer Pass.
I'm sorry.
All right. We'll be back probably next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I thought that was the pre-show when we talked about it. I didn't know we were on when we talked about it, man.
That's funny.